Many of the world's greatest dramas are not on a stage or a screen. They're played out in that quadrennial spectacle we call the Olympics. Maybe you remember a year, many years ago now, really, that Britain's representative in the 400-meter race, Derek Redmond, began to falter, and he went down in the back stretch with a torn right hamstring. As the medical attendants were approaching, Derek Redmond was fighting his way to his feet, and now he's limping along in anguish, hopping, desperately trying to finish the race. He knew he wouldn't win. He was just trying to finish. If you remember this at all, he reached that final stretch, and as he did, a large man in a T-shirt forced his way out of the stands, ran up to Derek and hugged him. That big man was Jim Redmond, Derek's father, and he said to him, "Son, you don't have to do this." Gritting his teeth, with tears in his eyes, his son said, "Yes, I do." His father said, "Then we're going to finish this together." And Derek's head was literally buried in his father's shoulder, but he stayed in his lane to the end. And when they crossed the finish line, the crowd, who had been stunned at first, stood to their feet. They cheered, they wept, and they watched those two men finish that race together. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a father to run with you. Our word for today from the Word of God, a simple statement from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30. It says this, "The Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son all the way you went until you reached this place." Hey, maybe today finds you very tired, stressed out, and like that 400-meter runner in the Olympics, you're staggering right now. You're having a hard time finishing your race. You started well. You've been running real hard, but you're about to go down. Maybe you've been hit by discouragement or illness, or you got family trouble, a lack of support, or maybe there's just obstacles. You're just hurting and there's a lot more race ahead of you. Well, God wants to give you the good news that someone has left the stands to help you, and he's coming to the track to get you the rest of the way. It is your Father. It's your Heavenly Father. First, God left the stands to come to a cross, and there he rescued us from the sin wound that would have kept us forever from reaching heaven. There's a rich promise here that when you're in the desert and you can't go on, your resources are dried up, you say, "Daddy, I can't go any farther." And he says, "Then I will carry you." Right now, let's be honest, you're not going to make it alone. But today there's an all-powerful Father who is offering to carry you. But you've got to let him. If you're too proud to collapse in his arms, surrender to his control, then your power is limited. You're not going to make it. But if you totally release the control and, in the words of the Bible, humble yourself, you'll have all of your Father's power. Each of us reaches days when we just don't have any more to give. And maybe you're there right now. It's those moments in the race that can take you deeper into the love and the power of Jesus than you've ever been before. Your Father's not a spectator in the stands today. His arms around you, right where you are. And it could be you've never established your own personal relationship with God as your Father, made possible by the death of his Son, Jesus, on that cross for the sin that has separated you from God for a lifetime and will separate you forever unless that wall comes down. He's come down. He's come down to a cross, all the way down, to die and to pay for you. That's how much he loves you. And you don't have to do life alone anymore. Never again. You spent your last day alone. If this day you'll invite this Jesus to be your Savior from your sin. Listen, we've set up our website to help you begin to belong to him today. I hope you'll go there. It's anewstory.com. Anewstory.com. I'm telling you, the voice of God is saying to you today, you're not doing this alone. From now on, we'll finish this race together.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.